It's Monday, June 25th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last Thursday, the Synod of Free Reformed Churches of Australia decided to terminate the sister relationship with the Reformed Churches of the Netherlands over the latter's endorsement of allowing women to serve in elective church office. In an attempt to justify their unbiblical position, Reformed Churches of the Netherlands delegate Dr. M. H. Oosterhuis said that the reason why Apostle Paul forbade women to be office bearers was merely a cultural one, not divinely ordained. Titus 1:6 says, "An elder must be blameless, faithful to his wife." And 1 Timothy 3:8 says, "Deacons likewise must be men of dignity, not double-tongued, or addicted to much wine or fond of sordid gain." Plus, the view that Scripture is without error is supported in 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. President Trump met with angel families at the White House on Friday, reports Fox News.
These are the American citizens permanently separated from their loved ones because they were killed by criminal illegal aliens. These are the families the media ignores. They don't talk about them. Very unfair.
Laura Wilkerson, one of the angel mothers, shared about the murder of her 18-year-old son, Josh, in 2010.
He was brutally tortured, strangled over and over. He was set on fire after death. His last hours were brutal. None of our kids had a minute to say goodbye. We weren't lucky enough to be separated for 5 days or 10 days. We're separated permanently.
On Friday, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders and seven of her family members got kicked out of the Red Hen restaurant in Lexington, Virginia, because the owner took issue with President Trump's conservative politics, reports the Daily Mail. On Saturday, her father, Governor Mike Huckabee, tweeted, quote, "Bigotry."